Hello and welcome to our podcast. During these hard and very difficult times, it is important to stay positive and happy. With the pandemic going on, life has become a bit lonely and boring. So how have you been lately? And what did you do to pass time during lockdown?
Well, of course, I mean, life has been tough lately, but I really tried my best to stay positive. And I basically tried to achieve that with little things that brought me like temporary happiness. For instance, only last week I bought myself a new teapot so I can have some really nice tea during my long days with a lot of Zoom meetings. So through things like that, I really tried to make my day a little more positive and exciting.
Yeah, I think that is really great. Like, something small can make you so happy during dark times like this, I feel like. It's just before the pandemic and everything, I would say that many people would take small things for granted, like just taking a walk or something like that. But during the lockdown, when you couldn't even go out, it was like something great.
Do you remember the times when we wanted to meet just to go like and have a walk? It was something so random, we never thought about it before, that like things like to take a walk would mean so much to us suddenly.
Yeah, because if you can't do that much that you usually do, like, your standards are not that high. Like, little things will make you happy, like a teapot, like buying something small. Would you say that something like that would keep you happy for long, or would you say it's just something temporary?
I feel like small things like teapot or in general buying things will only bring you like temporary happiness. It won't bring you lasting happiness. And that is something that was really hard for me during the pandemic. Like, I ordered some clothes that made me happy for a while, but after 2 or 3 weeks, I already thought that they are old. So then it's the question, what are things that will bring me lasting happiness? And things like going on a walk with you or chatting with you and fawning with you were things that made me think that they would bring me lasting happiness. I don't know, maybe some habits can bring you lasting happiness. For instance, like also hobbies, like doing sports or something. Or what do you think?
I would think that's really hard to say, but to come back to your example with the clothes, like, I'm a person, I like to shop really much, but if you do, it's just like you're so excited to wear it for the first time, but then some pieces are just sitting in your closet and you never ever wear it again. So it's just something that, I don't know, it makes you happy in the moment, but it doesn't really last. And then on the other hand, what you're saying, like taking a walk, I would say temporarily that made me happy too during lockdowns when you couldn't really do anything else. But like after the pandemic, I think there are different things that would make me more happy. I think it just shifted a little bit. Like, for example, if it's possible for us to go on a trip somewhere else to like a different country or something like that, just planning that would make me even more happy than just going on a walk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so different. And for example, like planning a trip will make you happy, then going on a trip makes you happy too. And then I feel like even afterwards, it's like a different stage of happiness, but even afterwards, you think about the times you like were doing trips or were going on trips and just, I don't know, saw new things, and you will remember those, and even the pictures of it, just looking at it, it will make you happy, I feel like.
Yeah, and only the example of us going on a walk, we think back to that moment when we were so excited that we could go on a walk, and that now makes me somehow happy because in that moment it made us happy. So making memories and just experiencing things is also part of like becoming happy. But I don't know, would you think that if you have like really big goals, for instance, you work so hard to achieve a dream job and you finally achieve that goal, would you think that after achieving that, you'll fall into a hole of like unhappiness? Because what will you do afterwards? You achieved it, or you bought your dream car or whatever, and then?
Yeah, I think that's really hard to say. I mean, I haven't reached my dream goal, so I can't really relate to it that much. But I think it's just, like we said, different stages. For example, buying something will give you a little bit of happiness for a short time. Then memories with friends will bring you a lot more happiness even. And I feel like somehow if you reach your dream goal, you're gonna be happy for a long while, like maybe a year or something. But I think afterwards, you find new things that will make you happy. Like, for example, you set yourself new goals, or for example, let's say your dream job was always to become a pilot and you finally became a pilot. Then your next dream goal is going to be to buy a big car or something like that. I feel like it's always going to evolve, like you're going to
have so maybe the goals. Process of this whole like planning goals, doing goals, achieving goals, maybe that is then the thing that truly makes you happy, not the goal itself. Does that make sense? I think we can agree on that, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. I think happiness comes in waves. You know, there are different waves, different strengths, different heights of waves, and I think that's just, with happiness, that's just what it is. So is there actually a moment that you felt really happy during, like, lockdowns or COVID that maybe before that you would just see it as normal?
So you know, I'm a musician and I do concerts now and then. And before COVID, those concerts, I thought of them as something I have to do and not as something I really enjoy to do. But after a while where I couldn't do those concerts, I was so overwhelmingly happy to do them again. I was so happy that people gathered to see and look at me and to hear what I'm playing on the piano. It made me so happy. And after the concert was over, I was smiling the entire evening. I would never have thought that like stopping to do something and then not be like literally not be able to do it would make me so unhappy.
Yeah, I feel that a lot. I mean, I'm a big fan of traveling. Like, I've been to many places and I just like seeing new things and stuff like that. So after the first lockdown, or after the second one, I actually can't really remember because it was a bad time. But I mean, I could finally go to the Netherlands again just to go shopping a bit. And I remember being so happy. Like, I went there with my dad and I was all so excited and everything. And before COVID, like, we went there maybe once a month or something just to go, you know, just to go to the beach or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after not doing that for a while, I think that's a little bit like your example. It made me so happy. And I think that's just something positive that COVID brought to us, like appreciating those things which are actually so important for our happiness and life.
Yeah, I think the main point with that is that we were literally not able to do it. It's not because like we didn't want to do it, but because we weren't able to do that. We weren't allowed to do that. And I think that was the thing that made us realize how important those small things were for us and which value they had without even us knowing. Okay, so what do you think we can conclude from all of this?
Well, I think what we can say for sure is that there are different stages of happiness, like different things will make you happy to a different degree and will keep you happy for a different amount of time, I would say. And maybe also that sometimes happiness comes in waves, like you will be happy for a while about something and then maybe not, and afterwards it comes back, like for example with the vacation, what we said, like being happy, maybe being sad after it was over, but then being happy again because you remember it. Yeah, I think that's like the main points. Do you have any more ideas?
Well, yeah, and I think what this whole COVID situation has also taught us that we generally need to appreciate moments more and live them happily, so we should all like maybe can learn that we should stay positive and enjoy every single bit.